This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, if it'll play, there you go.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I've been making this pun about him being my man down under, but he's down under there still, and they just went through some fun stuff down there. Joining us again from Australia is Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
Very good. I'm glad to be here, Bill. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show from down under.
It's been a few moments, too, because of holidays
and while.
This and that and the other. But that has built up a whole bunch of stuff for us to talk about. Now, since I didn't know your itinerary, I was very, very, for a moment there, I was sort of just thinking, well, I hope Dean wasn't in Darwin.
Actually, I was in Darwin just a couple weeks before the shooting, and I drove by several of the places where the killing took place. So, you know, I've kind of been in the neighborhood, but fortunately I was gone. It just shows that these mass killings using firearms happen even in states that have extremely restrictive gun control laws. And the gun control laws in Australia are some of the most restrictive in the world. So it shows that this is a false idea that you stop this stuff with extreme gun restrictions. And if they don't use a gun, they can use other things. There was a mass killing in Australia by arson a few years ago where somebody started one of these fires and killed, I think, 15 or 20 people.
Right.
One of the bushfires. So there's lots of different ways to kill people. And firearms are not hard to make, even if you make them extremely difficult to get legally. The person who did this killing was legally prohibited. Actually, he was out on parole from the Australian government when he did the shooting. So the laws didn't stop him from doing this mass killing. We don't know much about it, the motives or anything like that yet. We just know he moved from location to location, and they report that he had a pump shotgun, which is highly restricted in Australia.
So when this happened, how did the Australian media react to it? Were they like, see, we told you guns are bad. We just got to get the rest of them.
You know, so far, I haven't. The first thing they did is they actually did just report what happened, as far as I can tell.
Right.
I haven't seen political reactions yet. Still fairly early. I expect them to say, we need even stricter controls. We need, things that wouldn't have made any difference, like more controls on ammunition. People have to sign up for how many shotgun shells they buy. In some states, they already do that. And this is unusual for the Northwest Territories, where Darwin is located. I just read an article a week before the shooting, I think, that said Northwest Territories had the greatest number of gun owners, registered gun owners, per capita, and the lowest crime rate per capita. Of course, this particular shooting blows that all out of proportion.
Yeah, something like this really messes up the stats just because it's it's a very rare thing over there, isn't it?
It's a very rare thing everywhere. Remember, it seems like we have a lot more in the United States, but the United States has 14 times the population of Australia. Our
right.
population is much more diverse in terms of ethnicity and criminal tendencies. And so we get more crime in the United States. Then you look at Brazil, which is also kind of diverse, has gun laws even stricter than Australia's, if you can believe that. I mean, then, of course, President Bolsonaro is attempting to loosen those up, and it seems to be having a positive effect. But Brazil, with much stricter gun laws, has many more, you know, about 5 or 6 times the crime rate of the homicide rate of the U.S.
That's right.
20 times the homicide rate of Australia, even though its gun laws are much stricter than Australia's. It's not the gun laws. It's the culture and how much they respect the rule of law and whether the government is, you know, noted to follow the rules or is considered corrupt and untrustworthy.
What about the populace? I'm sure, like, when for somebody like you, which you're a writer, so that also makes you by default, based upon your articles as I see them, a researcher. So
yes,
this had to
definitely.
Be. Did you talk to people about this? Did you get any sort of an idea of how everybody was reacting to this? Did everybody think? I mean, are they out there looking? Oh, yeah.
I really haven't gotten much reaction yet. I'm surprised at the relative lack of reaction I'm seeing in Australia. But I'm right now I'm in Broken Hill, which is, it's a more remote part of Australia. It's a good sized city, but it's a long ways from everywhere else. It was the mineral center of Australia for decades. And so it's a little bit, so we say, less cosmopolitan isn't the right word, less citified than, say, Sydney or Perth or Melbourne. But in general, it's not a huge shock. And one of the big things, of course, is that this person was a prohibited possessor. He would never have qualified for any gun license. If I were in Darwin, I probably would get more feedback. But I think because he kind of busts the narrative in that he procured this gun illegally and was out on parole when it happened, that it's not getting quite the play that it otherwise would. We see a similar phenomenon with the shooter in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
That's not getting as much play as you normally expect from a mass murder, and because it doesn't fit the narrative very well. The shooter in that case was black, he was a former National Guard member, he hadn't committed any crimes, he obtained his guns, which were pistols, legally. So it doesn't fit much of the narrative that the media is trying to push.
Just out of curiosity, since that shotgun was so prohibited to begin with, how did he illegally find a shotgun to
acquire? We don't know yet, but I'll tell you this.
Well, hold that thought.
Percentage. Go ahead.
Hold that thought for me because we're coming up on the break. Dean and I have not been able to hook up, I guess, maybe for almost 2 weeks now. So we got a lot to talk about, but this particular incident here just is fascinating to me that happened in the this is the area that the Democrats most want to emulate. Swalwell mentions Australia. We could do what Australia did, which this is a learning moment here, I think, for the low-info voter, that doing what Australia did doesn't stop anything. But that's all beside the point. Dean is a writer and has been a writer, and he has nearly 3,000 articles at ammoland.com. And that's the repository where most of them are sitting right now, covering the whole spectrum of the issue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. If it'll play.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Finally getting to talk to my man, Dean Weingarten. He's down in Australia. Now you're getting short there, aren't you? It's about time to come back home.
Another 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But I have a point I wanted to make about media response to these mass shootings. I and others have for years been trying to persuade media not to give the names of these people, not sure. to glorify them by making them anti-heroes, because that helps create what we call the copycat effect, whereas other people who are on the edge decide to end their life or to go out with a splash by doing the same thing. There was even a study done presented in the American Psychological Association, and according to them, we're having about twice as many of these kinds of attacks because of the media glorification or the copycat effect.
Right.
And so maybe, just maybe, I think it's happening in Australia and maybe to a little bit of extent in the United States. The media are finally willing to take some of the measures that we suggest, such as not as only naming the perpetrators once or a small number of times, not going into all of their details and lives, not essentially making them celebrities, and not giving way more coverage to firearm mass murders than they do to any other kind of mass murder. So maybe, I hope, the media in the United States, and I think it may be happening in Australia, are working not to create that copycat effect. And with a little luck, in the U.S. they also call it media contagion. So let's hope that that's one of the things that's happening.
That makes it sound like a virus, which I think it is. I think media is a virus, without a doubt.
Well, it is. It's kind of a mental virus, right?
Yeah. State of mind. A state of mind, but
I want to mention I was at the local gun shop here in Broken Hill. Let's see, I think it's called Silver City Guns and Ammo. Nice little place, friendly people,
right?
But it is by American standards just a small gun shop, and I thought it would be interesting to know the nearest other gun shop is over 200 miles away. There aren't any others. You can't order guns and ammo by the mail. And so in hundreds of miles in every direction, it's worse west, east, and north than south. The only place that people have to get guns and ammo legally is this one little gun shop in Broken Hill.
Right.
So there are so many places in Australia where if you're going to get ammo, you have to get it from someplace hundreds of miles away, and you have to go there in person to do it.
Do they have any limit as to how much people can buy?
Any limits on the amount
quantity.
Of guns?
Yeah, quantity. Ammo.
Quantity.
Ammo.
I don't believe so. That's one of the big differences between the Australian laws and the Brazilian. Up until President Bolsonaro changed the administration of law in Brazil, an ordinary person who had a permit to own a gun could only get 50 rounds per year. But in Australia, it's unlimited. I routinely hear of people buying cases of ammo at a time. Now, there's a limitation at the gun shop, they were telling me about this, on how much gunpowder the gun shop can carry. Of course, with these restrictions and difficulties, reloading is quite popular in Australia. But the gun shop can only carry 50 pounds of gunpowder in its stock. And the person at the shop was telling her that recently an avid shooter who died in his estate, there was over 50 pounds of gunpowder.
Right.
But the shop can only have 50 pounds altogether. And it's very difficult for them to get it. There's incredible numbers of restrictions on shipping and who can transport it and how you can get it. They've been trying to get one type of powder, I think, for about a year, and they still haven't been able to figure a way out how to get it because it's from a supplier several hundred miles away, and they can't justify a single carrier going those several hundred miles with only 50 pounds of gunpowder. And it sounds like they may be giving up on getting that particular ban. They just can't figure a way to do it, economically, anyway.
Right.
They're allowed to go and pick it up themselves.
Who is the authority that would go around and weigh the gunpowder in the gun shops? Do they have, like, a version of the ATF?
In this case, Broken Hill is in New South Wales, so it would be the New South Wales police.
Do they actually go and check on that?
I wouldn't be surprised if they do every now and then. I think we talked about the museum controversy, maybe a month ago.
Right.
Where a young police inspector went to check on a museum and found that the regulations had been changed a year earlier and nobody had checked. And according to the way those regulations were, most of the guns in the shop had to be welded up. It was an outrage because these are old collector's items.
Right.
And, but he insisted on it because he actually read the regulations and he was doing his job and he was supposed to inspect this museum once a year. So I'm pretty sure there are inspections, regular inspections of gun shops, and they very likely do check things like how much powder they have. And if you can only have 50 pounds in the gun shop, at what time do you reorder? When you get down to 25? In which case, you can only order 25. Do you wait till you're out and then order a complete 50 pounds? I mean, it's absurd. When an avid shooter could easily want to buy 10 or 20 pounds at a time.
Is there any limit I want to ask about that when we get back, simply because this is a question that makes me wonder. Of course, it might be sort of academic just based upon what you're telling me. Dean Weingarten is a writer. He writes, and most of his stuff ends up at The Truth About Guns, although a lot of it gets reprinted at places like keepandbeararms.com. But the repository for the nearly 3,000 articles that he has written is at ammoland.com. And that's where you will find most everything about him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says talks with Mexico over tariffs and immigration will resume on Thursday after today's discussions ended without a deal. On Twitter, the president claimed that negotiations between Vice President Pence and Mexico's foreign minister made some progress, but not nearly enough. Tariffs on all Mexican imports are set to go into effect on Monday. They will start at 5% and gradually increase. Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley believes we do have some time to work out a deal.
And I don't know whether it's right to worry too much about right this very minute. It would be my hope that they're going to work out things so the tariffs don't go into effect.
The world is marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day on Thursday. It was June 6, 1944, when American, British, and Canadian troops landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, to liberate Western Europe from Nazi Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten as he's on walkabout there in Australia right now. And the question I wanted to ask you, Dean, if the shops can only have 50 pounds, is there anything prohibiting a reloader from going to every gun shop he can find and buying some at each one of them? Does he have any limit as to what he can get?
I haven't come across any. At the shop yesterday, at the Silver City Guns and Ammo, the person there indicated that there wasn't a limit on what a reloader could have at his house. Now, there may be limits that I'm unaware of, but he indicated that there weren't. But the problem, if you're down in Melbourne where there's, you know, 10 or 15 shops, you could do that without too much trouble. But if you're out away from the cities, their gun shops get to be hard to come by. As I mentioned, this one, the closest other gun shop from the one here in Broken Hill is over 200 miles away. So maybe if you made a trip down to Sydney, which you couldn't buy in Melbourne if you lived in Broken Hill because it's in another state, but you could probably buy in Sydney, which is part of New South Wales or inside New South Wales. So, yes, if you were making a trip somewhere else, potentially you could go to other gun shops and buy more supplies. And I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen.
As long as it's not...
But it's a close trip.
But, I mean, it has to be in one state.
Yes. As far as I can tell, you're not allowed to purchase things between states. Well, you could do something like in the U.S., where you could decide... tell somebody that you wanted this gun in this state, and then they could ship it to a shop in another state, and then you could get it there. But, you know, that doesn't really help you very much.
So what happens if you go to a place and you're looking for gunpowder and it's in the wrong state, and then you want to ship it to the gun shop in your state, like where you're at? What if you're wanting to buy 10 pounds, but they've got 50 pounds on hand? What happens if they have it shipped to that gun shop?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I know that a lot of these restrictions just seem to be made by people who have no understanding of guns or gun culture or what's going on. And they seem to be made by people whose primary concern is reducing the number of gun owners and the number of people who legitimately have guns rather than trying to prevent criminals from having guns. Of course, what they would say is, well, if we reduce the number of people who legally have access to guns, then that'll reduce criminals' ability to get guns. But we don't see that. I wrote an article a little while ago looking at the numbers of illegal guns owned in various countries, the homicide levels, and the number of legal gun owners. And I used the Small Arms Survey, which is out of Geneva, and they're kind of anti-gun, but I believe they try to be objective. I used their numbers, and it showed that there wasn't any correlation between the number of legal gun owners, the number of guns owned illegally, and the homicide rates. China has a significant number of illegally owned guns. They report a low homicide rate, and they have very, very few legal gun owners. Brazil has very, very few legal gun owners. They have a very high homicide rate, and they have probably as many illegal gun owners as they do legal ones. And India has a lot of illegal gun owners and very few legal gun owners and a kind of lower homicide rate. So it just doesn't correlate. The idea that gun control impacts crime just seems to be false. It just doesn't hold up a serious examination.
Right. That's interesting. I just find that all the stuff that they think about. I mean, I'm just thinking on the fly here. Okay, so what if I want to have 100 pounds of gunpowder? Can I go to 10 different gun shops and get me 10 pounds each? And
you probably could, I would think. And remember, some of these people are grazers, they call them here, people who run cattle or sheep on huge acreages, tens of thousands of acres, and a lot of them have a significant problem with pests that compete with cattle, like kangaroos primarily, or feral deer, or birds that eat up their crops. And they can go through an amazing amount of ammunition. They hire people who use an amazing amount of ammunition. The shop here in Broken Hill said that mostly they supply commercial kangaroo shooters who primarily use the .223 cartridge, and they shoot kangaroos, and the meat is considered a delicacy in some places. And I believe most of the kangaroos they shoot end up as commercial meat in various places. But there's also a lot of kangaroos that get shot just because they are pests that are destroying crops.
What kind of weapon do they use for that, for the 223?
Usually they use bolt-action, what we would call varmint rifles here.
Right.
And chambered in the 223, although a few use the 22-250. There's a few farmers out there that sort of have legacy 222s, the 222 Remingtons, and then, you know, a scattering of other calibers like the 17 Winchester Short Magnum and things like that.
So no ARs, no semi-automatics?
No, no. Well, when you say no, that's not entirely certain, because if they meet certain restrictions like magazine capacity, I don't, there are some special provisions in the law that if you're a licensed deprivation shooter, you can get, you know, some special permits for different guns. I talked to a fellow who ran a big cattle station up in North Queensland, and he was able, with a, after a lot of trouble, to get access to a SKS with detachable magazines that he used to shoot pigs that were doing tremendous damage at the station he was at. Now, he described coming across, driving in a four-wheel drive vehicle and seeing this dark line out in a large field. We would call them paddocks. I mean, huge. I mean, Australia, they call them paddocks. And wondering, what is this dark thing out there, this huge, you know, linear formation that he saw from a good distance away. As he got closer, it was a huge line, a huge group of wild pigs.
Wow.
And he used a semi-automatic as he drove along, shooting pig after pig after pig as he could, until they, you know, escaped into the surrounding foliage.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. Dean, you can find the stuff of Dean Weingarten at Ammoland.com. There's nearly 3,000 articles there waiting on you. And you can go check those out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, still down in Australia, still on walkabout, still doing his thing.
Yeah, I've been trying to hit gun stores or talk to people in gun stores in just about every Australian state, and I'm close to doing that. The exception is Tasmania, that's on an island off the, a big island off the Australian coast, and I can't get there by car, and I don't know if I'll be able to arrange to fly over. So I might miss Tasmania, but I'll hit the rest of them.
Hmm.
It'll be somewhat over, I think, 10,000 miles traveling around Australia this time.
How many times have you done this?
This is my third trip to Australia. But my first two trips, I mostly stayed on a farm in New South Wales. It's a family farm of a friend that I met in Arizona. And it was productive. I was able to get good coverage over a lot of issues. The first one was when they had that big gun turn-in, amnesty, I guess you'd call it, 2 years ago, and I saw a lot of interesting things with that. For example, although it was not reported in any other papers, I've confirmed it just about everywhere I went, about 20% of the guns turned in were old and broken air guns. Because an air gun in Australia
will cause you just as much penalty as if you had a 30-06 if you don't have it registered.
Right.
So even if you had a Daisy BB gun and it was broken and didn't work, it still had the same legal penalties attached to it for not having it registered as a 30-06 bolt action. So people turned in a lot of these old broken air rifles, which makes sense. So about 20, when you read of the totals of the guns that were turned in the last amnesty, about one out of five of them was an air rifle of some kind. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And also in New South Wales, which is greater population and has a fairly good, strong gun culture there, a lot of people use the amnesty because at this time you could register an unregistered gun under the amnesty. In the first one, you couldn't. In 1997, you couldn't just register a gun. Well, some of them you could, yeah. But after that, for the 20 years after that, you couldn't just register a gun if you hadn't done it the first time. But under the amnesty 2 years ago, if you brought it into a gun shop and say, I want to register this and make it legal, they could do that. So about half of the remaining guns, from what I could tell, were registered and were brought into the legal system. And, you know, the people who don't like guns didn't like that, and some of them are making the claim that they'll never allow that to happen again. But in some of the states, in Queensland, which is a big state and a lot of shooters in it, the authorities there allow a continual amnesty where you can bring in firearms that are not registered and get them registered. Which makes sense, you would think. You'd think that the authorities would want people to make things legal, which were considered illegal.
Been keeping tabs on New Zealand. What are they thinking Australia about what's happening in New Zealand? They had 530 guns turned in.
Yeah, very interesting things happening in New Zealand. We'll have to see. There's not a lot of reporting coming out of there. One person at a gun shop here told me that the laws in New Zealand are not going to be nearly as severe when they finally come out with the final product as what we've been told or what happened in Australia. And I think that may happen. We're seeing a lot of pushback among the shooting community in Australia, in New Zealand, and they're just not turning in these guns. And one of the things they're saying is, tell us what kind of compensation you're going to give us. Don't just tell us turn them in and then without knowing if we're going to get fair compensation for our $2,000 hunting rifle with a $1,000 pale scope on it. You know, we want to know what the compensation is before we just hand over things to police. And another thing that happened is the police were not prepared to take guns that got turned in, at least there were problems with some of them, where they didn't have any procedures in place. People just came in, and they turned in guns, and they put them in a back room or something, and some of them disappeared. So I don't know what is exactly happening in New Zealand. We'll find out in the next few months, probably. But it's not going exactly according to the plan, as we were told by the people who want to rid New Zealand of all guns.
You put out a little
poorly
piece.
Thought out plan.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left. So you put out a piece about Shannon Watts. Do you think she's becoming folk hero?
That was just funny. It's People magazine, and it was a complete puff piece about how wonderful Shannon Watts is, and she's doing wonderful things, and it was almost completely devoid of any fact about guns, gun legislation, gun laws, gun debate. It was a complete puff piece, but it did have one thing it purported as fact. It claimed that of all the deaths involving guns in the world, the U.S. has 82%, and it's just obviously completely false. I even found a leftist site on the internet that said, we only have about 15% of worldwide gun deaths, not 82%. And I think that was dubious because of the methods they use for counting them. Brazil by itself has more deaths with gun involvement than does the entire U.S.
Yeah.
And that's because, and they have, most of those are homicide, whereas most of ours are suicide. This whole idea of lumping any death that has something, some involvement of a gun together is idiotic and an Orwellian use of the language. Suicides with guns have almost nothing to do in cause and effect with homicides with guns. Different demographics, different causes. It's just completely different. And accidents with guns have very little to do with either homicides or suicide. They are different phenomena and should be treated differently.
Right.
But the people who hate guns just lump them all together to try to make their numbers look bigger to justify regulations that wouldn't have anything to do with stopping any of them. For example, if you require all gun sales to be go through government permission, how does that stop older white men from committing suicides with guns? Because older white men are the big contingent of people who commit suicide by gun. So if somebody owns a gun, and you're going to say, well, we're not going to let somebody buy one without a background check to prevent suicide? It makes no sense. Or let's ban magazines over 10 rounds. You only need one round to commit a suicide.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether they have a single shot or an AR-15. You can still commit suicide with it without too much trouble.
And normally there's not more than one shot anyway. As I would imagine it's impossible. Running out of time, Dean. Well, will we hear from you again on Friday?
I believe I'll be able to make it happen, but I'll be traveling somewhat. I give it about a 95% chance, but I'll try and let you know by text message.
There you go. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And I hope to talk to you then.
Yes, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Between that, back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.